Mark here in the studio, and I guess, what is it, about 30? About 15 degrees?
15,
well, that's
Chuck.
Not bad, 15.
32 well, expected.
I'm looking at the sunshine, and it looks like it should be 30 anyway. I want it to be 30. Anyway, with joining me is Cindy Foster, the chairman with the Women's Leadership Team for South Dakota Farm Bureau. Good morning, Cindy.
Good morning, guys.
Well, I was hoping that the sunshine would be closer to 30. How about you?
Well, yeah, we're supposed to get there today. There isn't much wind today, so it's really kind of nice. It feels warmer than like the 20 or 19 that we have now. So,
how are things down in Mitchell? You still got some snow down there?
Yep, we do, but I'm thinking we're going to lose a lot of her this week.
Okay. Well, I know there's a couple things that's going on this week anyway. The Women's Leadership Team, you have a big weekend on Friday. And that's working with the Ronald McDonald House in Sioux Falls.
Yes, it is, but it actually starts. We've got something else going on Thursday before we get to the Egg Day at the
Pavilion. Let's do the Thursday. Okay.
On Thursday, we will be shopping and taking over $1,000 of groceries to the Ronald McDonald House for the residents there to use while their kids are in Sioux Falls being treated at the hospital. And that's something we do every year, and the counties support it, and we couldn't do it without all of the county farm bureaus contributing to this effort.
Now, do you you get donated money in, and then you go out and actually buy the food?
Yes, the counties donate money, and then we go and get to spend it, and we buy things like a hamburger and frozen pizzas and cereal, and also something that we started 3 or 4 years ago, we also every week contribute milk and eggs to the Ronald McDonald Houses in Sioux Falls on a weekly basis. They're delivered there weekly, so we do that all year long also. But this is our once-a-year big push when we go in and fill their freezers and their pantry.
So how many groceries do you buy at this time?
Well, we'll spend over $1,000 on the groceries just on Thursday.
Oh, wow. So that does pretty nearly fill up some of those freezers pretty good then.
Yep, we do.
How many of you go out and shop with them?
Well, it varies from year to year, but usually there's anywhere, probably close to around 10 people, 10 to a dozen people.
Now, tell a little about the Women's Leadership Team. Is that, how many are on there and who, from what areas?
We have in South Dakota Farm Bureau, the state is divided into 7 districts, and there is one woman from every district that is on the team, and then there is a chairman and a vice chairman. So there's 9 of us, along with our coordinator, who is a staff person. And our function is to educate consumers about agriculture, about farm safety, about accurate egg information, and that's one of the things we're going to be doing, accurate egg information, at the pavilion on Friday and Saturday. On Friday, it's called Egg Friday, and there's going to be over 500 third grade students with their teachers and chaperones that will be coming to the pavilion, and there is approximately, I think, 14 egg groups that will be having each of these classes for a few minutes at a time. And we will be educating them. Now, Farm Bureau, we're going to have 2 booths this year, as we've had for the last several years. One of them, there will be a baby lamb for them to look at, and they're going to be getting some information this year, a coloring book and information on sheep. And then that's on the first floor. And on the second floor, we'll have another booth, and we're going to be educating about cattle. And every participant will be able to make their own little keychain from a calf ear tag that we're making, and they can put on their own little brand or their name or whatever and use it to decorate their backpack or whatever. But in those 5 minutes or so that we get them, we're going to be talking and showing them the same different things that cattle eat, as well as there'll be some video playing that they can watch while we're talking. And it's a hands-on activity, and we're going to try to hit them on all levels, auditory and also making them do something with their hands. So
I was going to say five minutes in third graders. That's not much time to get through much period, especially if they have questions.
I know. And they each of the, on Friday, each of those kids will have their own little piece of paper that has different questions on it to answer. And every booth they go to, we talk about what the answer to that question is. And then when they get those all filled out, they get a prize. So over and above the keychain they're going to be making. And South Dakota Farm Bureau Women also sponsored each child on that Egg Friday will get a red drawstring backpack that they can put all their goodies that they acquire that day in. And we're sponsoring that also.
Now, this is on the Friday when you go to the third grader.
That's on the Friday, yes.
Okay.
Now, Saturday, it's open to the general public. And we will also still have the lambs. There will still be information given out to the kids there. We also will, again, be making keychains. And last year we did this at the state fair, and we had a lot of adults that wanted them too. So it's not just kids. We're not limiting it just to kids. And we, again, will talk a little bit about why ear tags are important and things like that. And then the other thing that happens on Saturday is there is a free lunch, of which South Dakota Farm Bureau is a sponsor of that also, as are several other egg businesses and groups. And South Dakota Farm Bureau has been in the Egg Day at the Pavilion since the first year of its inception. And so we have been there every year. And we are one of the founding members that came on board when they first started this. So, and last year there was over 2,000 people that came through the doors just on Saturday.
Wow. So that's this is a big, big event. And they do have
it.
It's open on Saturday to anybody who wants to come. Is there a charge?
From I think it's 9:30 until 2:00. And lunch is served from, I believe, 11:30 till 1:00. So, yes.
And
lunch is available on 2 separate floors. It's not just one place.
And
so there are egg exhibits on Saturday on all 3 floors of the pavilion.
And there's no charge to get into that?
No, there is not.
Okay. Now, if they want more information on this, they can go to washingtonpavilion.org?
Yes, they can. There will be information there also, yes.
Okay, and otherwise they can go to sdfbf.org and they can find more information on your team and what you're doing.
They certainly can, Chuck, and we appreciate them. If people want to look there, there's some resources also available on our website, so yeah.
So, you're going to be busy on Thursday. You're buying groceries for the Ronald McDonald House. Friday, you're talking to third graders, and Saturday, you're talking to everybody.
You've got it. So it's one of our busiest weeks, yes.
So anyway, you got how many help you with that pavilion? You have quite a few women come in to help with that? Men too, I
suppose. Yes, the majority of my team will be there, of the South Dakota Farm Bureau Women's Leadership Team will be there. And we also have some of the, occasionally, and I'm not sure exactly who and how long they can stay, are coming this year, but we also have others that come and help us too, from the counties that are, know what this is and know that it's a big deal. And yeah, we can put, if someone wants to come, we can put them to work.
Well, and if somebody from around here is going to be in Sioux Falls this weekend, what a way to go and take part of the Ag Day at the pavilion.
Yes, it is a really great way to connect with consumers and give them a little taste of agriculture, but I shouldn't say little, because they're on the Saturday, there's going to be over 40 different agriculture-related booths there.
So it'd be fun just to go down there and walk through that and see it. Well, Cindy,
yes.
thank you very much, and I enjoy your day shopping and enjoy your day talking with the third graders and the other folks that come in. It's always kind of a fun time to get out and sell agriculture, isn't it?
It is. And, we'll also be giving stickers away that say, I met a farmer today, because, a lot of kids, that's like, oh, that's a big deal.
Yeah.
And we really enjoy it. And I want to thank you, Chuck, and KWET for having me on.
All right, Cindy, thank you very much. And you have a good day.
You too. Thanks.
Okay. And that's Cindy Foster.